Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How lovely it is to be here today, and that was a great start, wasn't it? Yeah? We don't normally applaud introits, but that's given us a good start. Yeah. And that sort of sets the tone of this morning. If you are thoroughly Presbyterian, right, up to there, then the doors are locked. But let's continue worship, because this is a service of worship. And we're here to praise God, aren't we? We're here to praise God, aren't we? Yeah. Good. Right, let's continue that praise with singing. Sing to God new songs of worship. It's good to be in the presence of our friends and loved ones and church members, but it's especially good to be in the presence of God today. Let's now come to God in our prayer. So we pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are all here together this morning to worship you, to learn of you, and to discover new things about you. We are glad also to be here with families and friends at the end of a wonderful week of the Holiday Club, thinking about how you guided your servant Joseph and the plan you had for his family and the children of Israel. We know that you have a plan for each of us, and you want the very best for us. But we are sorry that we usually want to go our own way. As Joseph forgave his brothers, forgive us the many times we do wrong, whether we're young or whether we're older. As you brought Joseph's family together, bring us together as the church family. And today, we pray especially for Fergus, the leader of St. Paul's church family here, asking a special blessing for him today and also for Gabrielle. Please guide and direct those who have a responsibility for Fergus's treatment and care at this time, and surround both of them with the everlasting arms of Jesus. Now, as we continue, we join with the church family worldwide in the prayer that Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Right now, I'm so pleased to be here today, back in St. Paul's, to meet again with so many good friends that I've made over the years. I'm just back from holiday in Jersey. Was anyone here in Jersey last week? No, there might have been. There were thousands of people. Hands up if you've ever been to Jersey. Loads of people, hands down. Hands up if you've ever been to the Battle of Flowers. Loads of people. Right. The Battle of Flowers is a parade of floats. Thousands of people attend it, and the different parishes send in a float decorated with flowers. Different, most are fresh flowers, some are artificial flowers, and it's an amazing 2-hour parade. And this is the reason I'm telling you this. One of the floats, the theme was Egypt. And on the float, there was an enormous pyramid. An enormous pyramid. Now, I don't want to start World War III in the congregational board here, but if you had screens... as most churches have that I visit, then I would have been able to show you the pyramid on the back of the lorry. Right, forget that. The person who's been in charge, if you like, the IC, the person who's been the leader of this, the holiday club, is Hazel. Hazel, will you come, please? There we are. Thank you. Now, I think we need to... Oh, right, I was going... Right, that's grand. Hazel, first of all, congratulations on what has been a fabulous... Come up here, that's a fabulous week, obviously, with the holiday club.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now, you're reasonably new to St. Paul's, you and your husband, Peter. Over your life, have you ever been to any other church? Is this the first church you've ever been a member of?
No, we came from King Eustace in the north, and we went to Alvin Inch Church in King Craig. We also went to the Free Church in King Eustace. And before that, we went to the Episcopal Church in Melrose. And before that, we went to the Baptist Church in Leeds. So we've been in a few churches.
Right, and you've, as they say, you might be a square, but you've been around.
Been around.
So, but you've been abroad also.
Yes, we were missionaries with the United Free Church a long, long time ago.
That's wonderful. So you've been a missionary, you and Peter.
Yeah.
That's great. So you've got a good lot of experience. As the lead in this particular holiday club, have you done this type of thing before?
Yes, I was involved in holiday clubs up north. In our church, we did it in Aviemore. And I've done one in Galla Shields with the church there.
Right.
But I've never led one before. So.
What's been the best thing about this week?
The best thing about this week has been the working with a fantastic team. Okay, you need someone to lead it, but the whole event depends on the quality of the team. And I've had the most amazing team of intelligent, dedicated people whom I could trust. If they said they would do something, they did it. I could relax, and they did it, and they did it to the best of their ability. Any ideas we had, they ran with them, and they did extra things, and they were just fantastic. We also had a fantastic prayer backing. People in the church prayed. People in other churches were praying for us, and we know that people throughout other places were praying for us. But the most amazing thing is the amazing our amazing God, our great big God, who just made everything work really well.
That's great. So that the really, if you add in the people who were praying as well as the helpers in so many different ways, a lot of people were involved in the holiday club this year.
A lot of people. If you look around, you'll see a lot of people wearing Pyramid Rock t-shirts. But of course, the holiday club wouldn't have been any good if we hadn't had children. And we had, over the week, we had 70 children registered.
Great.
For the holiday club. We didn't all come on the one day. The most we had one day was 58, but we had approximately 50 every other day.
And they were
fantastic. The children were so well behaved. They joined in. They seemed to be so happy and enjoying it. It was lovely.
Well, you obviously got excited about it, as I'm sure everyone who was involved got excited. Mm. Tell me, on a lighter note, did anything make you laugh?
There were a few places that where we laughed. We had a drama group who did a very funny drama, and that made me laugh, especially when somebody got custard on their or cream on their face. We had a special gentleman who appeared who made us all laugh, Captain Ketchup, and when he first appeared, dressed as he is, as you see him coming down the aisle.
I hadn't noticed that.
He made us all laugh. Not just as the first appearance, but every day.
He made you laugh. Well, Hazel, thank you very much. We appreciate all you've done. The congregation wants to thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow! Now, you know...
Don't squeeze me!
I thought for a moment from the side of my eye, and I thought it was a Queen's chaplain with the red. Oh, you're looking really good. I think we should ask you now to give us the lowdown, and I'll take a seat.
Thank you, John.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain Ketchup.
What I'd like to do this morning is involve the children. And involve the children helping to tell you what we did at the holiday club. And I've got five or six, maybe very special children that would like to come out and help me do that. Would you like to come out, children?
Okay. Come on, Andrew. And this Andrew's in here. That's. So let me introduce them to you. We've got McKenna, number one. We've got Andrew, number two. We've got Chloe, number three. We've got Zoe, number five. No, number four. And Mirren, number five, and Andrew, number six. Okay? So, not at this stage, no. Just stand there, that's fine. McKenna, how did you enjoy your first day at the Holiday Club?
We were made very well, snack-free, and I enjoyed hearing about Joseph.
Thank you, that was very good, McKenna. Andrew, on day two, you danced and sang to the Music Man. Was that good fun?
We all took part. And could we do it again now, please?
What do you think, everybody? Sorry, not just now in the church, but maybe when we go through to the large hall for tea and coffee, if there's room, we'll try it there. Thank you, Andrew. Chloe, on day three, we were really learning about Joseph. Did I help you to know more about the Bible story?
You were a star, Papa, and you reminded us all that you heard at the club.
Thank you very much, Chloe. That was good of you. And on day four, Zoe, this was such an important day as we learned about God's forgiveness. What did you feel when you heard about Joseph forgiving his brother?
The whole story came together for me when I heard this, and I knew why Jesus helped and Joseph do this.
Well done, Zoe. And Mirren, this is day five, and it's known as the King or Savior Day, to show that God had brought Joseph and his family back together again. Was there a final, lasting feeling for you from this day?
I felt that I had learned so much from this holiday club, and I'd like to thank everyone at St. Paul's Church for organizing it.
Thank you, Mirren. Now, Andrew, I've got a question for you. I just want to see if I can find it. I can't seem to find it at the moment, Andrew.
No, 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 Captain Ketchup. You're not asking me a question. I'm going to be... Yeah. Oh, there is. There we go. The question the holiday club have been asking all week, do you have a girlfriend? I was asked during the course of the holiday club as a Captain Ketchup whether I had a girlfriend. And I told them all would be revealed at the Sunday service. So here goes. Do you all realize that it was just over 50 years ago this very year that my girlfriend and I got married right here in this church? And yeah. That girlfriend, girls and boys, is sitting in the front pew here. And pod number 3 on Friday made me a very special bunch of flowers to give to my girlfriend. Ah. So what we're going to do now is with the song that we sang during Holiday Club was The Pyramid Rock. And the words are on your order of service. I have to say, unfortunately, there's a slight typing error. And so if you look at the order of service, you'll see Pyramid Rock, and we're going to swim up the Nile, we're going to open the scroll, we're going to have some fun as we get to know about Joseph, and the words that are missing are the Hebrew boy called Joseph. But other than that, that's the wording. And I'd now like to invite all the youngsters and all the helpers to come up to the front so as we can sing the Pyramid Rock. We'll sing it for you first of all, and then once we've sung it through so that you can see all the actions, we'd like you then just to remain in your seats and sing it with us there again. So the Pyramid Rock song, wait till everybody's up here. Small ones at the front, big ones at the back. And are we all ready to sing the Pyramid Rock? Yeah, good. Pyramid Rock, Stephen. Now you know the actions. Please join in. We'll do it one more time. Thank you, Stephen.
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, he said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am in the place of God. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them.
Amen, and may God add his blessing to that wonderful reading of his holy word. We're now going to sing, "Our God is a Great Big God." We all stand up and the congregation can join in. So split your backs into the wall and the fruit will be on the table. And I want to pain points to make thanks.
Yes, it's fine. Is this the children's praying?
Yes, yes. No, the drama.
The drama.
The drama. This is the drama.
Now, during the week of the Holiday Club, there was a drama group, as you heard from Hazel, and they would like to recap what happened during the week. And so I'm pleased to welcome Ellie and Andrew, who are at the back of the church, and they will come down and tell you a little bit about the drama. And after they've concluded, Peter has organised five of the young people to say prayers for us this morning, and they will come out and we will pray with these young people. So, Andrew and Ellie?
Let's go find Princess Potty. Are you Princess Potty?
I think so.
No, don't think so. Are you Princess Potty? I don't think so. We can't find Princess Potty.
So instead we'll do a recap of the week. Day one. We went to Princess Potty's wedding and got given a relic with a missing piece.
Day two. We made onion-shaped cookies with Marianne, a French chef, to fit into the relic, but none had writing on them.
Day three. We got posted pieces to make the relic detector.
Day four. We went to Princess Potty's pot parlour and I got my makeup done, but it didn't look good, so we had to go to facial restoration.
Day five, the final day. I helped Denise get the makeup off by reading onion-shaped pieces. Then we found the missing piece to fit in the relic. He says, "You tried to harm me, but God made it turn out for the best." Joseph said this to his brothers. Thank you.
Now, can I have the five young people who are going to lead us in our prayers? I'll introduce them once they're all up here. Ellie, don't run away. You're on again. And Andrew, you're on again too. And Abigail, you're on again too. There we are. Have you got the right order?
Yeah, I'm first.
Now, Andrew is going to thank God for the fact that in the life of Joseph, we saw God's plan being worked out. We saw lots of times that his plan was being thwarted or trying to be thwarted initially by his brothers and then by the slave drivers and then by Potiphar. And so it happens. But God's plan won through in the end. Thank you, Andrew.
Dear Father God, we want to thank you for all we learned about during our holiday club. We thank you that you are a planning God. You showed us the plan you had for Joseph and the way you worked out your plan in spite of all the troubles and difficulties that Joseph went through. Your plan was to bless him and others as well. We thank you that you have a plan for us too and that your plan is to bless us and to help us to be a blessing to others.
We also learned that God helped Joseph and Abigail is going to thank God for that.
Dear Father God, we thank you that you are a helping God. You helped Joseph through all the troubles that he met. We trust you to help us in the challenges and difficulties that we may face during our lives. When we are in trouble, we can always turn to you for help, and you have promised never to let us down.
Now, another thing we learned about God, Joseph's God, is that he provided for everything. He provided food for the people of Egypt in the years of plenty and in the years of famine. And Brody is going to thank God for that.
Dear Father God, we thank you that you are a providing God. We thank you for our homes and our families, for our daily food, for your word, the Bible, and for a church where we can learn about you. We thank you that when we feel weak, you provide us with your strength, and when we feel alone or sad, you provide us with your love that never fails.
And another thing we found out about God, a thing we need to know every day, is that He is a forgiving God. And Mirren is going to thank God for that.
Dear Father God, we thank you that you're a forgiving God. When we do or say or think things that are hurtful to others, or fail to do what we should, as we confess our sins, you forgive us freely, because Jesus died on the cross so that we might be forgiven. Please help us to follow Jesus and become more like him.
And now Ellie is going to conclude our prayers by thanking God that he is a saving God.
Dear Father God, we thank you that you are a saving God. We thank you that you sent Jesus your Son to show us how to live, and that he took the punishment for our sins, so that we can be in your family now and forever. We thank you that Jesus Christ your Son can be our Saviour and our Lord. We thank you by believing and trusting in Jesus we can become members of your family. We bring all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, young people. I'm sure we've all shared in saying that amen in our hearts, if not with our voices, for these prayers, thanking God for his goodness. Thank you very much.
Now, girls and boys, and all the helpers, would you like to come back up again when we will sing When the Road is Rough and Steep?
Well, it's been wonderful so far, hasn't it? It's been great, thank you. One of the themes of the whole Joseph story is the theme of forgiveness. And the theme for today really is one of forgiveness. Now, young folks, why would you need someone, why would you need to forgive someone? Why would you need to forgive someone? Because they had hurt you perhaps, yeah? Or maybe said something unkind, and so you would say, I forgive you. That's good. Now, especially if they had done something really nasty then, and especially if after they had said, what's that very, very special two words? I'm sorry, that's right. And when they say, I'm sorry, then you would say, I forgive you. Now, the brothers in the story were very, very bad to Joseph, weren't they? They were very, very bad. So bad that nobody would ever have expected that Joseph would forgive them. I mean, it was really, really bad. They were very jealous of Joseph. He was his father's favourite son, and his father gave him a very special gift. What was special about the gift? What was the gift that the father gave? Right, show you. Here's what Here's what his father gave him. This is not the actual... this is not the actual one, but this is the kind of thing, perhaps. So, there we are. He gave him a special coat. And what was special about the coat? It had lots of colours, that's right. Let's see if we've got more colours to put. Yeah. What colours do you think the coat might have been? Some of the colours. What might have been some of the colours? What's a colour?
Red.
Red.
Yellow.
Pink. Might have been pink, yeah.
Green.
Green. Now, let me see. Let's see if we've got some colours here. Here's some of the colours I think... that I think might have been... I think these colours might have been on the coat. What colour are they?
Green and yellow.
Green and yellow. I think, though, there were more colours. I think there were more colours.
Oh.
Yeah. Colours were very important. Now... I need someone to help. Would you like to help me? Yeah, I think you could help me.
On you go, Finn. No?
Right. Oh, good, good. Is that Finn?
That's Finn.
Finn. Hello, Finn. Right, you go on to there, Finn. Now, I was warned not to lift this. Now, Finn is going to help us to understand what happened to the family when the brothers did that bad thing. The family got broken up. And that, to the grown-ups, sadly, that still happens today. Families get broken up. Finn, you're going to help us. If you stand there, that's it. That's good. You're going to help us to show how the family got broken up. Could you take one of these things, just one, and hold it up? Right, what colour is it?
Green.
Green, put it on your wrist. That's it. And try another one. What colour's that?
Yellow.
Put it on your wrist, that's it. That's fine. You see, the family got broken up because of the bad things. Put it on, that's it. Because of the bad things that the brothers did to Joseph. Another, just one, that's it. Oh my goodness, this is good, isn't it? Oh, and you're very good at this. Maybe if you put it on the one wrist, that's it. That's it. And then... see if there's anything else. That's it. That was coloured. Blue. Ah! Is there anything else? No, it's all finished. It's all finished. Look. All finished. Now that was very, very sad what the brothers did to Joseph because it broke up the whole family. Didn't it, Finn?
Mm-hmm.
It broke them up into different pieces, as you might say. So, what we'll do, you drop them in one at a time. That's it, one at a time. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Now, it wasn't very good that the family was broken up because of what they did, was it? But God did some wonderful things, and Joseph forgave the brothers. He said, I forgive you. And you know what that did to the family? Right. What did that do to the family? Yeah. How did you do that? It restored the family, didn't it? Right, do you want to drop that in there? Finn, thank you very much for helping me and helping to tell the story. You go back to your seat just now. There we are. So, the family was brought together because Joseph forgave the brothers for what they did. Now, there are two parts to the Bible. What part of the Bible is the Joseph story in? It's in the Old Testament, that's right. And then there's another part to the Bible. What do we call it? Someone nearer the back, that's it. What do we call it? The New Testament. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into a time machine. You ready? And we're going to go, whoosh! Do that. Ready? Whoosh! And we're now in the New Testament. We've come away from Genesis and we're in the New Testament. Because we're going to hear something that one of Jesus' followers, Peter, said to Jesus. Here's what he said. If someone keeps on doing bad things to me, right? How many times should I forgive him? Should I forgive him 7 times? I'm going to show you what Jesus replied. Now, we'll need someone else to help me. Who's going to help? Right, you come out and help. That's good. That's good. That's good. And you come out and, oops, and you shout out to the congregation what your name is.
Andrew.
Andrew, this is the difficult part. Here's what we're going to do. We'll put that away out there. No, don't come with me. That's it, you stay. Jesus said, Peter said, should I forgive that person how many times?
7.
And Jesus replied, no, you'll need to forgive much more than that. Right, Andrew, if you will find out how many times Jesus said we should forgive. Right. Oops. How many times? 1. You need to count it out with me.
1.
Right, Andrew.
2.
Slower, Andrew.
6. 7. 8. 9. 10.
Andrew, you'll need to, I think, get down onto the floor. That's it. How many times? How many times? Slow down. Slow down, we'll let the choir see. Now, say, read it out, come on.
44,
right, you stay there.
Church is not wide enough.
You need to get a bigger church. Right, hold it, right, oh. Now, how many times did Jesus say? How many times? Huh?
70.
Shout it out.
70.
And you'd be wrong. Because someone else needs to come out and help me. Right, the young lady there, you are first. Yeah, in the red jersey. That's it. Okay, you come out too. That's fine. Yeah, you can all help. That's it. We'll need a few folks to come out to help eventually. That's good. Right. Right. Just hold that so that it doesn't unravel. Right. Now. Who can work a calculator? Right. This young man can work a calculator. You hold that there. Because Jesus didn't say 70 times, did he? Let's roll it out a wee bit more. What does that mean? Multiplied by 7 equals, we'll see what it comes up to. 7 times 70 in the calculator equals 490. Did the adults get that? Let's see if it's correct. 490. Right. I'll tell you, you hold that. You're right. Now, are you okay, Andrew? Now, Jesus said to Peter, if someone does something bad to you, you must forgive them 70 times 7. Now, he didn't actually mean you had to count it all up like that. What he meant was, just keep on forgiving as much as you possibly can. Now, here's the other thing we want to finish with today. The last bit of the story of Joseph reminds us that it may be hard to forgive, but God forgives us for all the bad things that we have done, even during the last week. Now, when Jesus was on the cross, he asked his heavenly Father to forgive those who had sinned against him and against God. Please forgive them. They've done bad things to me, but forgive them. Now, when we do bad things to other people, and grown-ups, when we sin against God, then God forgives us. How much does God forgive us? I'm going to show you how much God forgives us and what God does with our sins. Think of some of the sins that you committed during the week. Do you know what God does with them if we ask for forgiveness? Here's what he does. Right, the final thing, you take the bag. Right, how many girls and boys would like to come out and help this last bit? Come on out, that's it, come on out. I'll take the calculator, that's it, just come out, that's it. Right, come up onto here, that's it. Here's what God does with our sins once he forgives us. Right, first of all, we'll tear that, right? You got onto the chancel, that's good, well done. Right, would you like to be the bag holder? You hold the bag, that's a, you help to hold the bag. Right, Andrew, you come here. Now, start to tear them up, that's it. Okay, there's plenty. Now, don't put them in the floor, the church officer won't be happy. Right, right, come on down, fill up the bag. You see, God takes our sins and the wrong things we do, and they're gone. They're gone. You see, they're all gone. And once you've torn up, you can get back to your seat. They're all gone. Now, that's great. Thank you very much for helping me. That's it, nice and tight. Oh, you're a tidy person, aren't you? Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you. Get back to your seat. You know, I was thinking when I was preparing this talk of an old, old Christian song that some of the very, very old people at the back might have heard of it. And I'm not going to sing it, you'll be glad to know. I didn't bring any instruments and I didn't think the choir would know it. You ask me why I'm happy, and I'll tell you why. Because my sins are... Come on, gone. 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 How many people remember it? one or two of the older people. You ask me how I'm happy. My sins are gone. And you see, that's the wonderful message that God forgives us, and they're gone. They're gone. Forgiveness. And now let's receive the offering. Let's pray. Gracious God, we bless you for the strength that you give us day by day to go in your way and to do your will. We thank you for all that you have done for us, for your forgiving that goes on and on and on. We give you thanks. How can we say thank you to you, O Lord God? But we bring these offerings as symbols of what we really want to give to you, our lives in your service. We thank you for the message of Joseph. We thank you for your forgiveness. And we pray that you will bless us as you bless these offerings. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, friends, I'm sure you'll want me to say a very, very big thank you to everyone who shared in today's service. It was a bit different. If you're a visitor to the church today, this is not standard C of S, but it's a way of glorifying God in a special way today. So thank you to everyone, and thank you for allowing me to have a part in it. Let's conclude our service today in the singing of the hymn, God Forgave My Sin, in Jesus' Name, and we'll stand to sing. And now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. The blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of you and with all those who are precious to you this day and forevermore.